Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco and Alcona County Conservation Districts is Forester Eric Brandon. How are you, Eric?
Doing great, Kevin. Great to be here again.
Glad to have you back on with us to talk about, It's just about springtime, and that means the tree sale fundraisers are going on in both counties, right?
That's right. You know, if it's tree sale time, can spring be far behind?
I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys have great selections for us to purchase. Tell us about how this works for both of these counties through the Conservation District.
Well, there's a wide variety of species of trees are available. All our conifer trees, you know, the pine, spruce, firs, several hardwood varieties, oaks and maples and other trees like that. And of course, the fruit trees, apples, pears, plums, cherries, already 6 foot tall.
Wow.
That's the big seller, as well as, you know, flowering shrubs and ornamentals for around the homestead as well.
So pretty much anything you can think of, to decorate around your home, you guys got it.
We got it, and they've been carefully selected to be compatible, you know, and hardy in our area.
All right. Now, if people are interested in purchasing, what do they need to do, Eric?
Well, there's order forms mailed out to every mailbox in the counties, in both counties. And if you misplaced that, or you didn't get one, or if you're living out of the area, the order forms are all on the Conservation District websites, which is the county, either Iosco or Alcona, say Iosco County, ioscoconservation.org. Will work. Real easy to remember, your county, the conservation, and .org.
Simple as that.
The order forms are on those websites. And, of course, you can always stop by. You know, if you're going by the Conservation District office, just stop in. There's order forms on the counter, and fill them out, and you're set.
You're set. Now, what's the deadline? How long do we have to leaf through and see what we want to order?
Well, in Alcona, for Alcona Conservation District,
okay,
the deadline's the 28th. For Iosco Conservation District, the deadline is on Monday, April 1st. April Fool's Day.
There you go. Well, don't be a fool and miss out on this for sure. Then that's the deadline to order. And then when do they get to come and pick up their different trees and shrubs?
Once again, we'll do it for Iosco first. That's the 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the end of April.
Okay.
And then Alcona is a weekend later. That would be May the 4th is the Alcona pickup.
All right. Either way, get your orders in. You are running out of time, but make your home look beautiful. Some great landscaping ideas here. And I would imagine this helps out both the Alcona and Iosco Conservation Districts in terms of fundraising.
Well, this is our big fundraiser for the year, Kevin. You know, even though conservation districts are like locally elected state agency, there's no public funds or tax money or millage, and nothing goes to the conservation districts. So all the money to keep the lights on and do conservation programming throughout the year comes basically from the tree sale.
Yeah.
The money we make at the tree sale. So that's used, it's put right back into the community as well.
And again, if they would like more information, best thing to do is go to that website, or can they give you guys a call if they need more info about the tree sale fundraiser?
Hey, call my cell phone. It's always in my pocket, and it's always on. It's 989-335-1056.
All right.
And don't forget the great advice that you can get about tree planting and different sites and soil types from the conservation districts, you know, to help you out there, too.
You're betting on that, too. The Iosco Conservation District and Alcona Conservation District's big tree sale fundraisers are going on right now. And, the Conservation District Officer, Forester, Eric Brandon. Eric, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future, my friend.
Kevin, always great to be here. Thanks for having me on, man.